And the other grandson, they called him Billy. And I told him one day, I said, well, I think Buddy and Billy, it's real nice when you're young. But Billy, I said, when you get to be a man in business, yeah. Don't you think Bill would sound better? And so really? Now he does. He uses Bill all the time.
Really, yeah. Well, my husband's name is Marvin, and he just hates
didn't
it.
Didn't like it.
Just mm-hmm. hates it. Well, he's the third, and his grandfather they called Marvin, mm-hmm. and his father they called Bud. Mm-hmm. So he's pretty much stuck with Buddy. Mm-hmm. And I've said, don't you... He hates Buddy, too. He mm-hmm. said, you know, he thinks it sounds so juvenile, mm-hmm. which it does. But he won't go by Bud because he thinks of that as his father. That's mm-hmm. a different person. He doesn't want to go by mm-hmm. Bud.
Well, I never heard Buddy say much. He's kept his, uh-huh. Buddy. But Billy, he's decided he's going to be called Bill.
Uh-huh. I don't blame him. Mm-hmm. Well, my husband's family is... nicknames. There's Skipper and mm-hmm. Buddy and Bud mm-hmm. and oh, what was his name?
That's the trouble. They start out with them as little children and it's cute. Yeah. But when they get grown, it sometimes it doesn't fit in too well.
Yeah.
I mean, with dignity.
Right. It doesn't. Mm-hmm. My husband doesn't look like a Buddy either.
Well, my grandson doesn't either. Yeah. Of course, they use Buddy so much in the service.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My Buddy is sort of a dignified looking person, and mm-hmm. it just when he says his name is Buddy, you know.
You wouldn't think of him being dignified.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Marvin would be worse, so. His middle name is Payne, and I call him that sometimes.
Oh,
right. But Payne?
How do you spell it?
P-A-Y-N-E.
Oh, Payne. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Sometimes he can be a pain.
Well, that's a good substantial name.
Yeah, but you can't exactly call him that.
Mm-hmm.
No. His grandfather's parents, when they named his grandfather, they were running out of names because he was the eighth or ninth mm-hmm. child or something. They were having to scrape the barrel to find names for
him. I've named so many in my family. I named my brother Harold.
Oh, you got to name your brother?
He's 14 years younger than I am, and I was just... around 14 years of age, and there's a medicine show in town that played out at Woolridge Park, and the leading man was Harold Reginald, and all we teenagers just swooned over Harold Reginald. So I asked my mother, I said, would you name him Harold Reginald? She said, "Well, I'll name him Harold, but I'll never add that Reginald to it." So he doesn't have a middle name.
I don't blame her for not.
And Billy, I named him, his middle name, Keith. I've always liked Keith.
I like that, too.
Uh-huh, and so he goes by the name of William Keith.
Uh-huh. I like that. Well, Buddy's grandfather was named after two Methodist bishops. They were circuit rider preachers, uh-huh. you know, and there was Bishop Marvin and Bishop Payne.
Uh-huh.
These are their last names.
Yes.
You know, and so they couldn't think of any new names, so they named him Marvin Payne.
You know, that is a responsibility when you name a child,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And I had a little sister that I named Virginia Merle. I always loved both names.
Yeah, I like that too. Does she go? What does she go by?
Well, she died and she's 6 months old. That first bad flu epidemic, you know.
Yeah.
She died and she's 6 months old.
Yeah, yeah. I always liked the name Virginia. Also, if they don't like the name, with a name like Virginia, there are other things you can do with it.
Yes, you know? Jenny or...
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. I even knew a girl named Virgie once.
Yeah, my cousin named Virgie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. Well, back to hogshead cheese. what do you call the dish that you make by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
Jewish people, they don't have hog liver, they have the other liver.